going on?
Well, I'm going to be talking with from one bass player to another.
Right.
It's Leda's bass man, Marty O'Brien. How you doing, Marty?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right. How does it feel to be at the Ryan James Dio Bowling Charity event in support of cancer research?
It's amazing. I loved it. This is like the fourth year, and so to come back again means it's successful every year, which is a great thing. So. And it's sold out again, so that's amazing. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, and people that come to this event usually have a loved one or a friend that has gone through
Absolutely.
A cancer battle or lost somebody to cancer. I mean, hey, have you gone through something that
Absolutely.
Kind of caliber?
I think, you know, I was just saying this earlier. Years ago, you'd hear about somebody that was affected by cancer. It is sometimes usually a distant thing.
Hey, Simon, how are you?
But these days,
fine.
Everyone has someone in their family that's been affected. It's just, you know, it's definitely increasing, you know, and that's why it's more important to...
Oh yeah, I agree.
Out, you know?
Yeah, I agree. My grandmother actually died of liver cancer when I was 18 years old. The best memories I have of her was when I graduated high school, and on my graduation, she was sick, but she came down from Utah just to come and see me graduate. That was the last time I ever saw her, so I'll have that memory.
Yeah. That's important.
Very much so. And it's so weird because she was a smoker, so I always figured she would get lung cancer, but she never did.
Oh, and liver, yeah. It's terrible. I think it affects, you know, so many things affect the body, and it's important to, you know, this whole thing's about early detection and everything, so the awareness is important and all that. You know.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, being the bass player for Leda Ford, do you got anything new coming up with her, like a new tour, new music? What's up?
Yeah, well, she's working on some new music, so there'll probably be a new album in next year at some point. We've been talking about it. And a lot of touring next year, too. We're kind of winding it down now, but next year is going to be a lot. Probably some big stuff to announce as far as tour, so we're all excited, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited too. And you got a laundry list of bands and artists that you worked with, from Tommy Lee, Celine Dion, The Fallen. I mean, Chris Cornell, the who's who. I mean, out of everybody that you, I'm not trying to play favorites here, but of all the people that you've worked with over the years, which artist or band would you say you've had the most fun or an enjoyable experience with?
Probably Leda and Tommy, because some of those other names you mentioned, you know, it's just. Like Celine Dion, I never even met her. It's just a studio thing, you know, going to play the bass. But Tommy Lee and Leda, I lived on the road with these people, and they're friends, you know, and you're living together, and you're close. So, you know, you're traveling around the world, experiencing everything with these people by your side. So I'd say those two are, you know, you go through all these experiences when you're on the road. So those are amazing, yeah.
So let me ask you that. Who throws the more wild parties, Leda or Tommy?
Tommy Lee.
I had a feeling it's a rhetorical question, but I had to know. You never know.
Definitely him, yeah. That guy can party for sure, right?
That's cool. Well, Marty, thank you very much for talking with us. Enjoy tonight's festivities, and keep what you're doing, being the bass man, because as a bass player, we got to stick together, man.
That's right.
Thanks, buddy.